Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at ILTM North America, and I'm here with Graham Davis, who's the president of Baja Mar. And I think most of you are familiar with Baja Mar, but obviously a lot's been going on in the past 18 months. And we're going to try to get an update from Graham about the resort and all the wonderful things that are happening. And they're actually having a pretty good year. So we're going to learn about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Graham, first of all, it's great to see you. I've been down at the property, but it's been a while, I got to tell you.
Great to see you as well, James. It's been a long journey through the pandemic, but you know, we're excited more than ever about what we've been doing at Baja Mar while we've been closed. And certainly now that we've been open, we're stronger and better than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Now remind us all about what Baja Mar is. You got three properties, right?
That's right. We have three properties. We're a luxury destination resort with a luxury of choice experiences between our iconic brands of Grand Hyatt, SLS, and Rosewood, with the Caribbean's largest, most luxurious casino.
And you got wonderful beach places, you got a nightclub, all kinds of things. Now let's talk about what's new at Baja Mar, and we've written about it, but the big new thing is a massive new luxury water park, right?
That's right, James. We certainly are not taking any rest whatsoever on improving the experiences at Baja Mar, and this period during the pandemic, we continued on our construction of our new $200 million luxury water park.
Baja Bay. Baja Bay. It rolls off the tongue.
We opened in July of 2021. We have 25 different slide experiences. We have the world's first surf rider in its configuration with a full curl, drop slides, family areas for toddlers. But really, it's a luxury experience. It's low density, a lot of lush landscaping, 30 cabanas. We have our beach club, which you can reserve a private chair and be sitting right on the beach. So this is, a beachfront water park. And we're the only water park in the world to have a casino within the water park. We have this beautiful pavilion, very discreetly placed in the water park for the adults to go in and have a bit of playtime in the casino while the kids are frolicking out in the slides.
And I think if I heard correctly, we just had a presentation here by you that you have some pretty good food there too.
I was going to say, we're not your typical water park. We have really world-class cuisine within the park itself with great concepts such as Plant Nation, all vegan, Clio Grill, Mediterranean. We have Sam's Crispy Chicken, and of course, the famous Umami Burger out of LA is with us in the water park as well, and our 25 degrees north, which has some great California cuisine right on the beach. So it's really world-class cuisine, luxury water park, low density, and thrilling rides, and it's all included in your room rate and resort fee at Baja Mar. So
I think maybe I don't even need a room. I can just stay at the water park at night. You have a great, I'm sure you have like loungers and things like that, right?
Well, we prefer that you have a room with us in the
But you guys are hard taskmasters. That's crazy.
No, it's great.
We have some great new restaurants as well that we've just opened.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about next. You mentioned in culinary, and tell us about the two that you've just opened in the last, I think in July, right?
That's right. We just opened up this year our new Marcus Samuelson restaurant. It's beachfront. It's really Marcus's signature dishes that he's created, as well as with a Bahamian flair. So Marcus Samuelson from Red Rooster fame in Harlem, and certainly Aquavit prior to that. And now, again, I believe a global icon in the culinary world.
Absolutely.
And so with Marcus teaming up, we have a $20 million two-story restaurant on the beachfront. We have a great nightlife up top, Marcus up top. We have a beach service as well as the main restaurant open for dinner. And then, of course, we've also partnered with Daniel Balud.
Oh, he's no slouch. He's a pretty good guy, too.
We love Daniel. What an incredible human being and certainly a great chef. Brings us Cafe Balud, a little bit more casual setting with Cafe Balud.
For Bahamas and the Caribbean.
Right, but it's still his just world-class signature dishes that he has at Cafe Balud. Of course, we've also added Sugar Factory, which is, you know, for the families and for some great celebrations and just a really a fun night out. Right by our show lake and fountains, we've also opened up Sugar Factory, ice cream parlor, brasserie restaurant, candy store. So a great way to get that sugar fix.
And that adds to about, 45 restaurants and bars throughout the properties, right?
That's right. So we have 45 restaurants and bars open. We have some really also already celebrated chefs working with us. Dario Caccini, voted world's best butcher. Netflix fame, fame on Chef's Table, with Karna, our signature steakhouse, Philia, Katsuya, Japanese, we have Chinese, Shuangba. We have some incredible restaurants all spread throughout the property, and it's really a culinary epicenter.
It sounds like
For the Caribbean, and not your typical experience that you would have in the Caribbean. This is really world class, and with partnered up and teamed up with our nightlife, with our Bond nightclub, our Sky Bar, the rooftop lounge at SLS, with the casino, and certainly world class golf. With Jack Nicklaus' signature course that we have,
spas too.
We just opened up as well our new Mini Blue, which is a championship.
Oh, that's the mini course.
Yeah. That's right. Our championship miniature golf course, which we great for adults as well as children. 70 is the par, and it's undulating greens and fair and little roughs and sand traps. An incredible putting course.
No windmills, though. Right?
No windmills. This is like if you looked at a professional golf course, miniaturized it. That's what you'd have at Mini Blue.
So they're all par two, par three, right?
Par three, actually, all the way up to par five.
Par five. That must be a tough one.
That's some tough holes, but really a lot of fun as well here at Bahamar.
And I said, obviously, the spas you got going. You have your S Spa, and then I believe there's a special spa in the Rosewood.
That's
as well.
Right. That's right. We have a Scent Spa at Rosewood. With their signature treatments and our really world famous S-Spa, which was based and started in London. Mm-hmm. And that has some incredible treatments as well as products to sell. We're 30,000 square feet. So we have certainly sauna experiences and manicures, pedicures, hair, great workout facility. It's just a great way to get pampered.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, I couldn't let you go with talking about COVID, because obviously you were closed for a period of time. You were closed, I believe, last year from what, March until December?
That's right. Yeah. March to December, we closed. And then we opened with really focusing on creating what I believe is certainly world-class COVID protocols. And what we've done is industry first. No one has done what we've done with our Travel with Confidence program. So let me start first by, it's our guest well-being is really making sure that we're sanitizing. Mm-hmm. We're following all the protocols established by CDC and WHO in creating a safe environment to begin with, from sanitizing and distancing protocols. But also, we took the commitment to test every associate and every guest upon arrival when we first opened.
You test every associate every week, I believe.
And now we continue testing every associate every week. We've done over 275,000 tests. It has costed us several million to do this, but we feel it is so critically important to create that safe environment. So we made a commitment to test every associate. We've been incentivizing our associates to be vaccinated, and we're now up over 60% and climbing, which is certainly leading above the market and the country. In addition to that, with the Travel with Confidence program.
Yeah, you just talked about that. It's an amazing program.
Should you test positive upon arrival or even for your departure test back to the United States, we will make that commitment that we will fly you back to the United States for free if you chose that. Or if not, if you choose to quarantine at the property, we'll upgrade you to a full suite with kitchen for free of charge and $150 free every day of food and beverage per person in the suite for up to 14 days.
Wow.
And that really covers you. So you should be able to come to Bahamar with the confidence that should anyone in your family test positive to go back to the States, we're going to get you back. If you want to get back quickly or if you want to continue that relaxation and quarantine with us, we can do that as well.
How much do I have to pay you to get a positive test?
Well, we let our doctor's hospital do all the testing. Okay. And by the way, we offer free testing on arrival, and we offer free testing for our guests to go back home as well. So there's no cost for COVID testing at Bahamar. Should you need an additional PCR test do we have a small nominal fee. Other than that, we're covered. We have a very low positivity rate, 0.0015, with like 1.5 guests or associates per thousand. It is really industry leading as far as the safety and the ease of access to come to Bahamar.
Now, anything else you want to tell our 90,000 travel advisors out there about Bahamar today? There's a lot going on, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we're only 30 minutes from Miami. We're 2 hours from the Northeast, and certainly more and more airlift is coming online. It's easy to get to the Bahamas. And certainly when you're going back to the United States, you're already clearing customs in the Bahamas. So you have pre-clearance United States customs and immigration. Easy to come, easy to go. And we make it so incredibly enjoyable with exceptional experiences with my exceptional 4,000 associates. And it's really, it's not overwhelming. It's so much space to spread out on a property like this with those intimate experiences that you could, you don't feel like you're packed in. Because of the occupancy we were at today, there's plenty of space, incredible experiences. Our associates in the Bahamas as a country would love to see all of your guests and certainly clients come down and visit us at Bahamar.
Oh, great. Well, Graham, thank you for taking the time. We're here at ILTM North America in Mayakoba. Hopefully the next time we do an interview, it's going to be at your place at Bahamar.
We look forward to that, James. Thanks so much. Great to see you.
I am James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.